offer Point Premium Light Beer. Refreshing, smooth, and satisfying. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
And now, the point values for the questions in Hour 10 of Trivia 38. Trivia returns are: Question 1 is worth a whopping 0 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3, 15 points. Question 4, 5 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. And question 8, 285 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 10 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1, 0 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 15 points. Question 4, 5 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 10 points. Question 8, 285 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 10, Question 8, are: In 5th place, with 1,735 points, is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place, with 1,820 points, is The Return of Sloppy X, tied with Network. In 3rd place, with 1,890 points, is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place, with 2,010 points, is Ugly Undaunting Uvulas. Uvulas? In 1st place, with 2,105 points, is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is the other pack this year's for Lori. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is the other pack this year's for Lori. And now, question 1 of Hour 12, Trivia 38. What is the name of the Service Star hardware store where John Rugged Rutgade purchased brake fluid by using a rebate check? Again, what is the name of the Service Star hardware store where John Rugged Rutgade purchased brake fluid by using a rebate check? Good luck.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Work, 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 work
Still on question one of our 12. What is the name of the Service Star hardware store where John Rugged Rudgate purchased brake fluid by using a rebate check? Back. And question one, hour 12. What is the name of the Service Star hardware store where John Rugged Rudgate purchased brake fluid by using a rebate check? Answer, Lampert's Supply. We will also accept Lampert's. Again, the answer to question one, hour 12. Lampert's Supply. We will also accept Lampert's. Question 2, hour 12. According to what we have been told, it's available in all 50 states and comes in 28 flavors. What is it? Again, question 2, hour 12. According to what we have been told, it's available in all 50 states and comes in 28 flavors. What is it?
Thank you.
question two of hour 12. According to what we have been told, it's available in all 50 states and comes in 28 flavors. What is it? According to what we have been told, it's available in all 50 states and comes in 28 flavors. What is it? Answer, exercise. Again, answer to question number two, hour 12, exercise. It's time now for music question number one. Music question number one is snippets of eight songs. You should use form number two included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90FM studios between 11 o'clock and 11:45 a.m. Saturday morning. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. Oh, correction. For the music question, use form number one included in your new Trivia Times. And those are to be turned in between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday morning. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musician Supply and 1101 Brolowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store with our new store at the entrance of the Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808. And forthcoming dance space at 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is a trivia music question number one. Moving on to question three, hour 12. This motion picture was advertised as the picture with the famed biting kiss. What is the name of this picture? Again, question three, hour 12. This motion picture was advertised as the picture with the famed biting kiss. What is the name of this picture?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 2 o'clock tonight. Put your bad vibes on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the bad vibes are gone. We're going to rock around with the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock, going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three and four.
Question three of hour 12. This motion picture was advertised as the picture with the famed biting kiss. What is the name of this picture?
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up. When I meet a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, I wonder chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. Inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That ends question three, hour 12. This motion picture was advertised as the picture with the famed biting kiss. What is the name of this picture? Sangaree. Again, answer to question three, hour 12. Sangaree.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Question 4, Hour 12. Fictional character Hubert Elliott was a poet with an income of nearly $10,000 a year. He was taking postgraduate work in law at Harvard when he married. What is the name that his wife taught him to call her? Again, question 4, Hour 12. Fictional character Hubert Elliott was a poet with an income of nearly $10,000 a year. He was taking postgraduate work in law at Harvard when he married. What is the name that his wife taught him to call her?
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time, no matter.
Question 4 of Hour 12. Fictional character Hubert Elliott was a poet with an income of nearly $10,000 a year. He was taking postgraduate work in law at Harvard when he married. What is the name that his wife taught him to call her?
Trivia 38. And Crazy Becky.
Flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and find. know. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat know.
Question 4, hour 12. Fictional character Hubert Elliott was a poet with an income of nearly $10,000 a year. He was taking postgraduate work in law at Harvard when he married. What is the name that his wife taught him to call her? Answer, Calutina. Again, answer to question 4, hour 12, Calutina.
Hi.
Hi, Oz. What did you want to say?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank Dr. Bob's budding botanists out back for answering phones and working computers this shift. They've been doing a fine job. A little crazy occasionally, which is good. Crazy's good.
I'm a fan of crazy.
You are, certainly. And wanted to also thank the following for feeding us this hour, this shift here. And that was Taco Bell at 433 Division Street, Stevens Point, 342-0933. Topper's Pizza, 342-4242 at 249 Division Street, Stevens Point. Spud City Sales, 254-0580, 1717 4th Avenue in the Poinsky. And La Quinta Inn, 344-1900. They're at 4917 Main Street in Stevens Point. Also U.S. Cellular for their phone service. That's the Plover location out in the Crossroads Commons, and the Pepsi-Cola bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids. And now with that in mind, you can go ahead and continue on.
Can I really? Thanks, Oz. Okay, moving on to question 5, hour 12. Jenna Rink and Matt Flamhoff share a candy treat that they hadn't shared since they were teens. What is the name of this candy? Again, question 5, hour 12. Jenna Rink and Matt Flamhoff share a candy treat that they hadn't shared since they were teens. What is the name of this candy?
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. Look at you once in a day, that's gone wrong, looks alright. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind that gets turned at the drop of her name. Something inside that you got turns you on just the same. And she loves me. God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good love there beneath my feet. Gentle touch,
question five of hour 12. Jenna Rink and Matt Flamhoff share a candy treat that they hadn't shared since they were teens. What is the name of this candy? That ends question five of hour 12. Jenna Rink and Matt Flamhoff share a candy treat that they hadn't shared since they were teens. What is the name of this candy? Answer, Razzles. Again, answer to question five, hour 12, Razzles. Moving on to question six, hour 12. From what medical school did fictional medical doctor Joel Fleischman earn his degree? Again, question six, still in hour 12. What medical school did fictional medical doctor Joe Fleischman earn his degree?
We find ourselves in a world of our own.
Every soul belongs together.
Yeah.
Question 6 of Hour 12. From what medical school did fictional medical doctor Joe Fleischman earn his degree?
Your smile. Hello, hello. Shall we talk a while? Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Never knew how I'd meet you. Didn't know how to greet you. When I saw you look that way, I knew I had to say hello.
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 Ends question 6 of hour 12. From what medical school did fictional medical doctor Joe Fleischman earn his degree? Answer, Columbia. Again, answer to question 6, hour 12, Columbia. Question 7 of hour 12. What is the first and last name of the professional athlete who was the 1992 Virginia High School Football Player of the Year? Again, question 7, hour 12. What is the first and last name of the professional athlete who was the 1992 Virginia High School Football Player of the Year?
Coming home.
question 7 of hour 12. What is the first and last name of the professional athlete who was the 1992 Virginia High School Football Player of the Year?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, you got the motion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, you got the motion.
My little baby says you can do it with me. It's easy.
Question 7, hour 12. What is the first and last name of the professional athlete who was the 1992 Virginia High School Football Player of the Year? Answer, Allen Iverson. Again, answer to question 7, hour 12, Allen Iverson. Question 8 of hour 12. What is the brand of food product which claimed in print advertising that it proves fine foods needn't be expensive? Again, question 8, hour 12. What is the brand of food products which claimed in print advertising that it proves fine foods needn't be expensive?
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Christmas.
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it?
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Yeah,
Alvin, cut that. Alvin, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Still on question 8 of hour 12. What is the brand of food products which claimed in print advertising that it proves fine foods needn't be expensive? That ends question 8 of hour 12. What is the brand of food products which claimed in print advertising that it proves fine foods needn't be expensive? Answer, Ann Page. Again, answer to question 8, hour 12, Ann Page.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I am Andy Lutzen. We can all think of some great ways to spend $50,000, but a mattress company wants us to think of only one. Vividus, Latin for full of life, claims each mattress is handmade out of such luxurious materials such as horse hair, cotton, linen, and wool. The bed, totaling to almost 50 G's, is among the most expensive sold in the U.S. Some view the high-priced beds as an investment in a good night's sleep. Apparently, these people haven't participated in Trivia Weekend, after which any bed will seem luxurious. Isn't that right? Ha ha ha. In other news, your mother might have told you not to go shopping while hungry, but she probably forgot to tell you not to commit robberies on an empty stomach. Jessica Roman hopped a cab to a local Subway, bought and paid for the meal, and returned to the cab. There, she told the cab driver she forgot to get a cookie and returned to the store. Police alleged she threatened the Subway clerk and demanded money while indicating she had a gun. When the clerk refused, Roman fled after stealing a cookie. Roman is also a suspect in a previous robbery at the same restaurant. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect. For all your real estate needs, Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
In your central Wisconsin weather, today it's going to be sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Leading into this evening, where it will be warmer, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 47 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 11, and questions. Question one for hour 13 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jim from 90FM.
Yes, we're ready.
Would you like to do a trivia focus?
Oh, yes.
All right, well, what is your team name?
Better than Trailer Trash Ninjas.
What has your team been doing to keep up its morale over this long weekend?
Scream and scream and shout.
What exactly are you screaming?
Well, it's not fit to say over the radio.
What is one of your favorite DJs here?
DJ Albino.
Why is that?
Because if he was an animal, he'd make a great little puppy wagging his tail.
If DJ Albino were to sit in the sun, how long do you think it would take him to get a sunburn?
30 seconds. He'd like to say the chip.
Have there been a lot of questions that have stumped you so far?
Oh, yes. It goes to show that we're all DAs and at that district attorney.
Does your team have a mascot?
Yeah, DJ Albino.
Do you have his picture posted somewhere where you guys look at him and kind of bow down to him once in a while?
Oh, he just kicked his butt.
You kick his butt?
Yeah.
Is he hanging out there and we don't know this?
No.
What is your favorite thing to receive in the mail?
Any kind of mail that gives me attention. Yeah. M-A-L-E. Large packages. Oh, hell yeah.
How many rolls of toilet paper have you guys gone through so far?
Probably two. The rest of the time we use tree bark. Well, it might be. We might run the risk of using poison ivy.
That might be a problem. What is your favorite letter of the alphabet?
A.
No.
And why?
For adorable.
Any reason why you're saying adorable right now?
Because I can't say another word that comes to mind because it would be a bleep over the air.
Do you have any information that you want other teams to know about your team?
We rock.
Are you guys going to win?
You gotta be kidding.
For Trivia Focus, Rebecca,
John,
and Jim.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38, the UWSP Alumni Association, and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join